So, news to drink to.
Yes.
Some news just broke. Well, just, I don't know if just. I just saw it.
Yeah.
It could have been 4 days
like
ago.
Yesterday or something.
All right. We're getting new Star Wars movies.
Three new Star Wars.
Three new Star Wars. Star Wars announces three new films as one star returns to a galaxy far, far away. Among the new projects, Daisy Ridley, will return to the role of Rey in a new Star Wars film, which will be set 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker took place, seeing her build a new Jedi Order. I wonder if, somehow, Palpatine will return.
It's been pulling the strings this whole time.
Even though I died twice.
To be fair, I'm watching The Bad Batch at the moment, and they're in The Bad Batch, they're sort of explaining where this whole Palpatine clone came from.
Right.
So they're backtracking.
Okay. is there much information? Didn't you say it was all going to tie in to the current...
One of the films is going to be the close of The Mandalorian, and Ahsoka's going to lead into it, and I don't suppose Andor will, because that's set before. Mm. But all of these ones that have sort of come out of The Mandalorian, they're all going to lead into this thing, and it's going to be the close of Baby Yoda's story.
I just say, the three movies will take place at different stages of the Star Wars timeline.
Yeah,
and will be directed by James Mangold, freshman Indiana Jones film, and of Miss Marvel, as well as David Filoni, who was the man behind...
Dave Filoni, he does Clone Wars and Mandalorian and all of that. But yeah, one of them is going to be Knights of the High Republic, I think, which is way before any of the current Star Wars stuff. Way before the Skywalker saga and all of that. It's okay. It's the birth of the start of the Jedi Order, I think.
Okay.
There's
I
loads of
books.
I think
I'm most interested in that one.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's something we've not touched on yet.
No. But, and the Rey stuff.
I hated Rise of Skywalker. Yeah,
everyone did.
With a passion. And that ending, I audibly, in the cinema, when she did that whole, what's your name? Skywalker. I was like, no, it's not.
You lie.
Fucking Palpatine. But I'm not really... nothing against Daisy Ridley. I think, Rey was an okay character, but, not... She's no fucking Skywalker.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're going to see him.
Yeah. I mean, it's Star Wars, so I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll be fully invested. The one I'm most looking forward to at the moment is Ahsoka. I'm a big fan of the Rebels animated series.
Yes, I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah, it's really good. It starts off a bit like the Clone Wars did. It starts off very sort of, you think it's a bit too kiddie.
I said Clone Wars is supposed to get really good at the end, but I couldn't get through
the
first
last season. Is fantastic.
Well, I couldn't get to it because it just couldn't stick through the first season. It's like, it's just... Ugh.
I think Clone Wars got better and better as it went on. And then, the very last season they did when Disney Plus started was some of the best Star Wars I've ever watched.
Wow.
It's really, really good.
Cool. Well,
Ahsoka's going to bring to live action all the... all of the main characters from all of the surviving main characters from Rebels, which I'm really interested in.
We look forward to it. What else is there to talk about news wise on News to Drink To, which I didn't really introduce the show? Jonathan Majors, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. It's unclear as of yet. He was arrested for assaulting a woman, which we think was his girlfriend, and apparently he strangled her or something. He's adamant that, it's not what it sounds like, but that's the last I heard.
Oh, see, I'd just seen some stuff on TikTok that is like, well, actually, it turns out she was lying. Like, yeah, but I don't know because this is TikTok and who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
So,
well, the weirdest one of that whole thing when it happened, somebody who'd worked with him previously came out and said he was like some sort of gaslighting monster, basically. He was an emotionally abusive person, put it all over Twitter or something. I forget who he was. Said he's this awful, awful person. And then when this story broke, he retweeted what he'd put before. I was see?
Oh, well, fuck knows then. Because, Marvel's having a shitty time
Yeah.
This doesn't help.
No, not at all. Especially when, like, everything, like, he's Kang. Like, this whole thing, like, this whole phase or whatever of the new Marvel movies all center around Kang as the villain.
Oh, right. Oh,
like,
dear.
To the point where the next Avengers movie is called The Kang Dynasty. Like, so it's, yeah, like, if this is true, if this is what he's done,
if he gets cancelled,
Marvel have to get rid of him. Yeah, if he gets cancelled, like, then what the fuck are they gonna do? Like,
just hope Blade isn't totally shit.
Yeah,
by all accounts, it is.
Yeah, that's not had a good run either. Like, there's been rewritten. They've got, but they have got a director now.
Oh, yeah, because it was like they couldn't even find a director. Like, no. They had a director and they were like, fuck this.
Yeah, but yeah, it's had a total rewrite. Blade has, so we'll see what happens with that.
And we'll see what happens with Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors. Yeah, that is fucking weird.
It's always weird where they're like, oh, I've suddenly hit A-list.
Mm.
Fuck you. No, you haven't. You're cancelled.
Yeah.
Because of this thing you did. Because you're an awful human being.
Yeah, because you're a bad person.
What else have we got? Tarantino.
Oh, his last film.
His supposedly last movie. We have details on it.
Yeah.
We have a title. Is it The Critic?
The Critic, yes.
Yes. Okay, so supposedly people are thinking it's about this woman who was a real-life film critic in the 1970s.
Yeah. Yeah, the basic plot would be, if it's about her, like, she was this film critic and I think she went to Hollywood and she was going to be a producer or she was going to do something and she never really made that much of an impact.
Tarantino's film, the Movie Critic is the title.
Right.
It is possible the story focuses on Pauline Kael.
That's it.
One of the most influential movie critics of all time. Kael, who died in 2001, was not just a critic but also an essayist and novelist. So Tarantino's like a huge fan of hers.
Mm.
It doesn't sound very Tarantino-y.
No.
Unless, like, he's going to do what he's done in the past with Inglourious Bastards and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Rewrite history.
Fantasy history.
Well, that's what he did with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as well, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I would imagine it's more of that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine Tarantino just doing a biopic.
No.
As his last...
Yeah.
Film.
His final, like,
yeah,
sayonara.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't see that as well. Yeah, it does sound, there's got to be, it's Tarantino, there's got to be,
yeah, it's
got
not going to be, it's not going to be this clear cut. There's got to be more, there's got to be more going on. If there is, it's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, but there's the whole argument as well, because he said 10 movies, going to do 10 movies. So for this to be his 10th movie, you have to count Kill Bill as one film.
You also have to discount Four Rooms.
Oh, yeah. I liked Four Rooms.
No one else did.
No,
I've never seen Four Rooms. Four Rooms is a movie that's divided into segments.
Yeah.
And Tarantino directed one of the segments.
Yeah, it was like four of the, like, indie directors, the big indie directors of the time.
Mm.
Like, what's his name that did... Robert Rodriguez did one.
Mm.
Tarantino did one. And two other people did.
Yeah. But it's a stinker.
Yeah, it wasn't very well received. Yeah. Robert Rodriguez's segment is basically Spy Kids. Like, it's a precursor to Spy Kids. Tarantino's bit was good.
Yeah, it just depends if you count that as a...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a whole movie he directed.
No, it's just a bit of one.
Yeah.
Didn't he direct a bit of Sin City as well?
He directed, a scene.
A scene, yeah.
And he also directed some episodes of Angel?
Oh, did he?
Thing was, I can't remember. No, not Angel. Oh, I don't know, some fucking, but that doesn't count as TV.
Yeah,
but again, yeah, look, I mean, we're gonna see it.
Oh yeah, absolutely,
like, got to. And then we can finally do our ranking every Tarantino film,
yes, episode.
Well, it's shooting in fall this year, so right, early next year probably.
Yeah.
Del Toro's Frankenstein.
Yes, very interested.
Guillermo del Toro is gonna do a Frankenstein movie.
He's been wanting to do this for years, apparently.
Mm.
And now Netflix are going to fund it.
Yeah.
That's the only bit.
I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
But, you know, they funded All Quiet on the Western Front. And that's
which
a
I have
great
seen
film.
Now. Mm. And yeah, that is a fantastic film. It's the cast list so far is Mia Goth, Oscar Isaac, and Andrew Garfield.
I'd say three unknowns.
Well, that's a pretty strong...
Yeah, Mia Goth is fantastic.
Yeah,
I really need to see Pearl.
Have you not seen it yet?
I've not seen that
yet.
Oh,
it's great.
It's in the cinema now, isn't it, I think?
No, it's been out for ages.
No, it wasn't out. I've been checking the whole time. It's only just come out in the cinema.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw it a while back.
I can't remember what I went to see. The trailer was still on.
Oh, right. And then we're getting the sequel to that, Maxine
next year. Yeah, which yeah. also has an incredible cast. Like, they've added loads of people to it.
All right, I've not seen that yet. But yeah, Del Toro's Frankenstein, very exciting.
Yes.
The Netflix element is a bit of a bummer.
Yep.
But I think, yeah, maybe after seeing All Quiet on the Western Front, it's like maybe they're getting out of the whole everything looks the same
phase.
Yeah,
you think they must have heard that criticism by now.
Yeah. Did you see his Pinocchio, though?
No, not yet.
Still not seeing that.
Is that good?
Apparently so.
Have you not watched it?
No.
No, yeah, I've heard good things, because obviously it's based on the original proper story, so it's very dark. But it's one of those, I keep hovering over it, and then I go, maybe not tonight, and then I still haven't got around to it, but I will. I love Del Toro anyway, all this stuff's great.
Mm. Yeah, this was originally planned as the part of the dark universe, remember that?
Yes.
That fell on its fucking face.
Well, yeah, The Mummy destroyed that.
Yes, thanks Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So yeah, now they're giving it to Del Toro. Yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
Have we got a release date? Just says pre-production.
Right.
Oof.
So, might not even see that till the year after next.
Might not even see it ever. Pre-production means nothing.
Yeah. Del Toro's been trying to work on, like, In the Mountains of Madness or something for, like, forever.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... it was Peter Jackson was attached to a Halo movie for, like, forever. Yeah. And that fell apart.
And that's a TV series now.
Yeah, that's how we ended up with District 9, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. What else have we got? Do you want to watch a trailer?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Crack on. What is it? Or is it a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. Big Shark.
Oh, yes. The Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau is making his return to directing. He's only ever directed...
Do I have to wear this?
Yeah, because you need to hear it. The Room's the only film he's ever actually directed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He tried to like attach himself to loads of stuff like over the years, and like everyone's like, "No, we've seen The Room."
Okay, boys, I'm the referee. Who's ready for a fight? You two. What's your name?
Jimmy.
What's your name?
Tony.
You want a good clean fight? Ready?
Yeah. Go.
I'm getting Raging Bull vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the acting's clearly of a much higher grade than The Room.
It looks drunk.
Drunk shark. Wow.
Can I?
Don't drink and shark.
Well,
fucking fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah. Can't wait for that. I mean, it looks so bad.
Yeah.
It looks so bad. But I guess that's what we're kind of expecting.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's not particularly original either.
No.
For his, like, big comeback film, like, he's basically gone for Sharknado meets Jaws meets...
What was that other one where there's a tsunami that hits Australia? And then a shark swims into a shopping mall and they've got to survive that. God, I can't remember that film. I mean, I remember seeing it, but I can't remember what it's called. It just looks exactly like that. But yeah, we wait with bated breath.
Again, I will absolutely watch that.
Fuck yeah. Some other news, it's a bit late now, but The Mandalorian, we got some redemption for Jar Jar.
Yes. Yeah. What's his name? Ahmed Best.
Yeah, he got himself a gig.
Yeah.
For the first time in 20 years or so.
Actual Jedi this time.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been in other stuff. But yeah, someone was like, that's fucking Jar Jar Binks. I was like,
Yep. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
It was, it was a great, it was nice to see, to be fair, because he got so much shit, for Jar Jar. And it's not entirely his fault. Like,
it's not his fault at all. It's all George Lucas's fault.
It's entirely George Lucas's fault, yeah. But, obviously, yeah, he was given this character and the opportunity to be in a Star Wars film, and he was definitely sold to him as like, the kids are going to love this. Jar Jar's going to be their favourite character.
Yep.
And then he just had to play that.
Yeah.
It's not a lot you can do with it.
Are they going to give Jake Lloyd a role?
I don't, he's still...
in jail?
No, he was sectioned, last I heard.
Fuck, right.
So. Yeah, he's not doing well at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well...
I saw he's been popping up on like TikTok and stuff recently. There's like loads of like interviews people have done with him, and people are fucking dicks to him.
What,
like,
now?
Like, just, well, recently, not that long ago. Like, he's been at conventions and stuff, and there's people just like just interviewing him, just basically being like trying to hint that, you know, Anakin's shit, isn't he? Like, you were fucking terrible in that film. Like, they're just, yeah, he's constantly, like, every time you see him being interviewed, he's constantly on his guard. He's just waiting for them to say something. It must have been horrendous.
Yeah, this is how you end up sectioned.
Yeah, exactly that.
Poor fucker. Hey, man, Jingle All The Way is still a fantastic film, and he was great in it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, there's another fucking rumour going around of the Batman 2 villain.
Right. Clayface.
This time they're saying Clayface.
Yeah. How does that fit into that universe?
Don't know. How do most Batman villains fit into that universe?
Well, yeah, exactly. You can't, like, it seems a bit weird to be like, right, this Batman, this time, it's much more grounded. He's more the Dark Detective than ever before.
Yeah.
And then be like, right, we've got a sequel. Oh, fuck it. We'll do Killer Croc and and Clayface. Let's put them in.
Because the first rumor was Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
And people are like, how's that going to work?
I mean, but that you could do, there's probably a way of making that more grounded than...
It's just a serial killer and it happens to be at wintertime.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Freeze, the character, has a really tragic backstory.
Yeah, but also it's pretty, like, he wears a fucking ice machine.
Ice to see you.
Ice to see you.
I mean, even that...
Get Arnie back. Yeah. What killed the franchise? Me!
I'd be back to do it again. But yeah, like, it is difficult because, like, Batman's got one of the biggest rogues galleries of any comic book character.
And best.
And the best, yeah. But him and Spider-Man, I think, have the two best rogues galleries and the two biggest. But yeah, a lot of them... But you could take... There are characters there that are really minor sort of villains that you could throw into that universe. Like Calendar Man. Like,
yeah.
And, like various other ones. Like just like lower level ones. But in that universe would fit perfectly. You don't have to go for...
The A, you don't have to pick the A-team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make a great film. Like what they did with the Riddler was great.
Yeah, well, Riddler's pretty A-team.
Yeah, but what the way they used him in the Batman was perfect.
I like Clayface.
I like Clayface.
I'd say of like the B-team, Clayface is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
What they did with him in the animated series is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, they rewrote his whole origin for the animated series,
which is kind of
and then it became canon.
Yeah, basically. But I don't know. I'd like to see Clayface, but I just don't know.
Unless he's just like really good at disguises and he gets the nickname Clayface. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of Batman villains that don't fit into the Batman.
Yeah.
You know,
even the Joker is a bit much, I feel, for that. I know they sort of
tease
a little cameo at the end.
I don't know. I can't think. Yeah, if it's... They're going to have to go a bit fucking supernatural.
Well, yeah.
Or Bane.
I mean, yeah, Bane would be a good shout.
Like an actual Bane.
Yeah. Even though I love Tom Hardy's Bane.
I thought it was good, but I don't know.
If you want a proper roided up wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, he's also super intelligent, Bane. People forget that.
Like, yeah, basically I want like the intelligence of Hardy's Bane with the physique of the dude from Batman and Robin.
Yeah. And the mask.
And the mask. The mask. Yeah. We want the luchador mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all just fucking rumors so far.
Yeah, that'll be until it goes into production. We get some set photos.
Yeah.
No
one really.
But I really enjoyed the first one. Like, I think it's a great, great Batman film.
Yeah, I was on the fence about it the first time I watched it. I've seen it twice since. I fucking love it. I still don't like the Iceberg Lounge though.
Oh right, yeah.
I don't like the look of it. The aesthetic.
If I mean the only thing that's kind of come up like to the forefront of my mind, like as I've gone on since I've seen it, I haven't watched it again for a while. But it does suddenly go like into like full gear with the whole flooding thing. It's like very sort of grounded and realistic, and then it's like, oh, like, That's very big.
That's got to go somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But it just suddenly that's kind of just, it seems like massively overkill. Not that, I mean, I still enjoy it. I think it's great and like everything that happens, but it does feel like overkill to the rest of the movie.
I think that's nearly it. I saw The Whale finally.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't got around to that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Everyone's really fucking good in it. Brendan Fraser obviously won the Oscar, rightly so. Sadie Sink is really good.
Yeah,
his daughter. Fucking what's her name?
She's going to be massive, I think. Sadie Sink.
I think Sadie Sink's going to have a of the Stranger Things cast. I think Sadie Sink is going to have the biggest career.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah. She seems
Maya Hawke level-headed as well.
Yeah, Maya Hawke,
but that's nepotism. Hong Cho as his like carer.
Right.
She's fucking fantastic in it. And Samantha Morton pops up.
Oh, really?
And she's really good in it. I didn't recognise it at first. I was like, fuck, that's Samantha Morton, isn't it?
Yeah, the last thing she was in was Walking Dead, wasn't it?
But I didn't see it.
Yeah, so she played the leader of the Whisperers.
Oh, right.
With a completely bald head.
But yeah, it's a really good film, and it's really, it's bleak, obviously.
Mm.
It's shot in, like, I can't remember what aspect ratio, the smallest.
Right.
And the entire film, apart from like the opening, is set in Charlie's apartment.
Right.
And, but it's very like, it's almost like, what's the word I'm looking for? Immersive.
Right.
And by the end of it, you can smell his apartment.
Oh no.
Because you're sort of, you're boxed in there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout the entire thing. And this, the way it's shot is really well done and everything. Yeah, really, it's really fucking impressive.
I do need to see it.
Yeah, you do. That's it. Anybody dead before we go?
I don't know. I didn't look anyone up. Oh, the guy from S Club 7.
Paul from S Club 7 has passed away at the age of 46.
He was in a movie, like the S Club 7 movie.
There you go. Oh, Lance Reddick.
Oh, Lance Reddick. Oh, yeah. I feel terrible now.
From the John Wick films and The Wire.
And The Fringe, or Fringe.
He died quite young as well. Amazing.
Yes, they're apparently, I read today, they're arguing against the cause of death. Apparently, they're saying it wasn't that the family are like not happy with it.
Oh. So. Messy. Okay, that was it. That was a bit of news to drink to. Thank you very much. Subscribe and like and all that stuff. And we will see you next time with more exciting news.
Yes. Bye.